You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Now's the time to go inside the Tiger Den, and it's brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team, G-E-A-U-X, Go Tax Go. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, we have on Jeff Palermo from the Louisiana Radio Network. Jeff, how you doing this afternoon?
Well, doing well, Mike and Herb. Hope you're shucking some oysters over there.
No, we got them shucked already, so we good. That's already done, man. Come on, we ain't got time for that, but it's all good. Jeff, at least it's not 115 degrees outside, you know. Right. We've had some pretty good weather, sort of knock on wood. I mean, it's hot, but not like it has been, man, in July and August, which was absolutely brutal. But what was really brutal last week was watching LSU's defense in the second half, and they just really got it took to them. And getting beat is one thing. Getting beat up is another. And I think that has really gotten under the skin of Brian Kelly. And you can tell by the way he was talking all week long, and as the week went on, he got a little feistier about it, that he was really upset after watching the game film, where it looked in the second half, and I know they didn't throw it in the towel, but it looked to be that way, Herb. I mean, Jeff, it really did look as though, you know, late in the fourth quarter, you know, whatever Florida State wanted, they got. And I can accept getting beat if you better than me, but I can't accept you quitting. And I think that was a lot of half-you-know-what going on in that second half.
Well, obviously, when after the game, you know, one of the quotes that really made a lot of headlines was from Coach Brian Kelly is, "We're not the team we thought we were."
And man, that sounds like Denny Green.
Yeah, and I don't think it's what they, you know, their physical talents. I still think
I agree.
Brian Kelly believes he's got a physically talented team, and they can do a lot of things. I just think he was shocked by him. You know, just mentally, how this team just shriveled in the second half when Florida State took it to another gear and LSU couldn't respond. And in fact, it just seemed like LSU just, you know, crawled into a corner and just took their whooping. And that was it. And I think that is what really surprised Coach Brian Kelly more than anything. And, you know, there's a lot of things you can say as far as, you know, where LSU is at as far as do they have, you know, the phrase or the question that's been asked, you know, do they have that dog in them? Can they, you know, if somebody punches them in the mouth, are they going to come back and punch back? And they just didn't do that in the first test. Plenty of season, though, here, guys, for them to show that they do have a little bit of dog in them. And if the next time they do get punched right in the nose, hopefully for LSU's sake, they come back swinging as hard as they possibly can.
Jeff, new faces. Because I think when things go wrong, maybe younger guys will go with people a little bit longer. I think older guys got no patience. Man, they want to make a move. And I think you're going to see some new faces in the lineup real quickly for LSU.
Well, I think Zalen Hurd is the guy that we're expecting to get right. some snaps here tonight. I'm not expecting he's going to start tonight, but I think he's definitely going to get some playing time. And that was something that they were tinkering around with even in the preseason. I think you're going to see some more Chris Hilton tonight. Logan Diggs looks like he's healthy. I would imagine we're going to see a little bit more of him tonight. What else could we see out of the defensive secondary? Can we see more of Ashton Stamps? Maybe we, and I can understand why they didn't play Hurd or Stamps more, or well, they didn't play Hurd at all.
Right.
I think Stamps only got one play. I mean, that was a tough environment going up against a top five team in Florida State, basically in their backyard. I mean, it was a pseudo home game for Florida State, so. Maybe was it the time to put in a true freshman. But, you know, go back to last season when they didn't play very well in the Superdome and they lost that game against Florida State. One of the big changes that Brian Kelly did at that point was put Emory Jones in at right tackle. He played him a little bit against Southern. And then the following week against Mississippi State, Emory Jones started, mm-hmm. and he never gave up that starting spot again. So if we do see Zalen Hurd this week or tonight, I would imagine you'll see him get a few snaps here tonight. They move Emory Jones to right guard. They put Hurd at right tackle because he's not a guy that can play multiple positions like Jones can. And actually, Jones was a guard at Catholic High, so he's accustomed to that position. And I think those are the changes that you'll certainly see. And, of course, we're also waiting to see how they utilize Harold Perkins tonight and whether we might see him rush the passer more than he did last week.
Jeff, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and I just want to get your take on it. We talk about the players and what they did or did not do, what we wanted them to do. But let's talk about the coaching staff, and let's talk about exactly did you see anywhere where you thought that this team was, one, prepared for this game, not just the game as far as the X's and O's, but just the lights and how big of a stage this game was. And then also, did you see any type sort of in-game, changes or, you know, any kind of just some sort of philosophy difference, you know, in the game? Because to me, it looked like we just kind of were really outthinking ourselves and not really putting our team in the very best situation. What are your thoughts?
Well, I was just kind of surprised early on that we just didn't see them try to establish some sort of running game. Like, I never felt like they even tried to commit to it. And I think if you commit to running the football, I think then that sets a mentality with your team saying, hey, we're gonna be the more physical team here tonight, and we're mm-hmm. going to come out and we're going to run the football. And mm-hmm. it just seemed to me that it was a little bit more of, they never went to the run. They never went to the ground game. And then I just think, especially in the second half, I don't know. I can't sit here and say that I'm a coach. So I don't know what adjustments they could have made in the second half. It seemed to me Florida State got on a run. LSU wilted under it. And I don't know if they could have done some kind of different coverages, did some other kind of type of blitzes. I don't know if that really – I don't think that would have changed anything. I just mm-hmm. think that it was more of just a mentality of where LSU was, and Florida State was just surging with confidence at that point, that there really wasn't any way for LSU to counteract that. So I think a lot of it starts with, what happens at practice. And I think the thing that Coach Kelly has talked a little bit about, and we heard it from Jaden Daniels on Wednesday, you got to practice like you're going to play on Saturday. And the team didn't have the intensity that they needed to have or the sense of urgency that they needed to have in practice, and then it showed up in the game. And apparently, based on what we're hearing, it was better this week. Well, it should be better after you get.
Could it be worse?
The way you did on Sunday night.
You know? Jeff, one of the guys we get asked about all the time, and we're not at LSU's practices, is Denver Harris. okay, you're a five-star recruit. You know, you played a lot of football last year at Texas A&M.
Yes.
And then you come in here at LSU, you think you're a superstar, and maybe your work ethic and your concentration wasn't as good as it should be. And you know what? You got a big hole at corner with a guy who's that talented. And just by some of the remarks he's made on his Instagram accounts and others, sounds like I think we're going to see Denver Harris tonight.
Well, I would hope so. It's just been very perplexing, right? And really, that's the whole college career for Denver Harris has been perplexing, right? I mean, he's an ultra-talented player. Doesn't play in the season opener last year because he misses curfew, then gets involved, and then when he does get on the field, he's sensational, a midseason freshman All-American, and then he gets suspended with a bunch of other guys, and then that's it for him at Texas A&M. So obviously, he's got some baggage when it comes to LSU, and LSU thought, well, okay, you know, just like a lot of teams, a lot of organizations, a lot of programs feel like, hey, I see this talented guy. Maybe I can get through to him.
Yep,
and apparently they have yet to get through to him as far as what they wanted to see from him. But to me, if they can figure out the Denver Harris mystery, get him on the field, boy, does that improves the defense. Because that's the thing that you're just lacking back. Really, I would say, guys, the last 2 years here, I mean, the idea of DBU and LSU, they're just not at that type of level. They don't have those really premier defensive backs, guys that are going to be drafted in the first and second round, good cover corners, outstanding safeties. They got away with it to a certain extent last season, and you know it was really exposed on Sunday. But here's Denver Harris, a guy that if he can get right, you're looking at a guy that could be a potential NFL player. So
you know,
to try to unlock whatever is missing out of this guy, that's a huge key, I think, for the rest of the season. So I do hope we get to see him tonight because they desperately need someone like a Denver Harris to step up in that defensive secondary and help out.
Jeff, one of the things is the development of guys that you're bringing in as freshmen that would see playing time, and then you see the big growth of him as a sophomore. We don't see that anymore.
No.
And I know some of it gets lost with the
transfer,
but also, too, is when you're changing coaches.
Yeah.
You know, and how you look at the cornerback position. I think for LSU fans, the frustrating thing is, where's the young corner that would take over for the transfer guy? We don't see that either. And so they got to put a big emphasis on this recruiting class on the cornerback spot.
Well, Zy Alexander is maybe a guy that you would be talking about, right? Right. He was a freshman last year, didn't play at all. You would hope someone like him could step up and be a significant part. He was over at Acadiana, but he actually missed most of his senior season at Acadiana with a knee injury.
Right.
I think he didn't come back until like the state championship game or the playoffs or something like that. So the guy really didn't play much his last couple of years there, so they're trying to build him up to speed. But I think there is certainly a desire to get some talented cornerbacks. One of them is over at Lafayette Christian right now. He's slinging the football and running the football all over the place as a quarterback. But this Jawan Johnson is a guy that he was originally committed to Colorado. Now they got him coming to LSU. You know, that's the kind of guy that you're a super talented kid, bigger kind of guy, ready to play Power 5 football. I think those are the type of recruits that you're hoping to get more of.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I think, Mike, there has been a little bit of a drought here in the state of Louisiana when it comes really good high school cornerbacks for whatever reason.
So you got to spread the tentacles out a little bit.
For LSU to get.
You got to spread the tentacles. You got to go into Texas and Florida to get those guys. Herb, one more question before we go. I got to go to break.
Well, you know, before we move on, Jeff, the biggest thing I think you said was that we need to establish some sort of a run game, right? How do we fix the punt return game again. How do we face this again? Jeff, we're back at it. I know I asked you this question last week,
yeah,
but I got to ask you again.
2021 again.
How do we get back to where we were a year ago last year? How do we get better? How do we go? Where do we go from here, man?
Yeah, my jaw hit the floor when Aaron Anderson muffed that last week. We've been talking about this for the last 4 weeks. Now, this guy's going to sell, you know, us in the media and even Coach Brian Kelly, hey, he's the answer. He's the problem solver there. And what do you know? He does the same thing that the guys did last year. I mean, that was just I couldn't believe that happened. But, I mean, you got to keep going with him, right? I mean, unless he just completely falls apart and muffs another punt. But hey, here's a game where you would anticipate you're going to get to be able to work on this, right? I mean,
yep.
Grambling's punter should get a workout here tonight in this game.
He should.
I hope so.
Grambling's turning the ball over a bunch. So here's a chance for Aaron Anderson with guys that are not as fast and big and, you know, and flying down the field like they were at Florida State to get a little bit more comfortable. Maybe he feels a little bit better about himself. I mean, Brian Kelly said it really just comes down to fundamentals. You just can't think you're going to snatch the ball out of the air and then dodge a couple defenders and go 60 yards for a touchdown. You know, you're not playing at Edna Carr anymore. You're playing against some legitimate big-time athletes. So I'm willing to give him another chance. I saw the kid play in high school. I know he can do it. But you hope you don't see that again here in the next couple of weeks, because then you really got to be scratching your head and saying, well, you just go with Gregory Clayton at that point, have him call fair catch like he does all the time. And
no, I ain't doing that. I'm not doing that. Yeah. And listen, I think the world of Greg Clayton, but I got to have a dynamic guy back there to make a play. For me as a punt return. You got too many athletes on this team. Jeff, thanks so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it. And get some cool air, and hopefully we'll be talking about it something a little bit better next week.
Yeah.
Yeah, should be an interesting game. Fun game to watch.
Yeah, sure enough.
And you guys have a good time there over at Acme Oyster.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Jeff.
That was Jeff Palermo on our Inside the Tiger Den segment. And it was brought to you by Go Tax Resolution, your go-to tax resolution team, GEAUX. Go Tax Go, Go Tax Resolution. We'll be back with more of our Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show live right here from Acme Oyster House, 3535 Perkins Road here in Baton Rouge, right after this break here on the Big 870.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year, because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account.
We're talking statement pieces, like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.